Friday, September 8th. President had me in first thing in the morning just to review some odds and ends on the schedule, then made the point that we've got to emphasize to all of our people the importance of attacking rather than defending, that we should hit back on McGovern, making the point that he's swinging wildly, that Ehrlichman should move on the O'Brien-Hughes money now, force him to divulge his other clients, and that kind of thing. Connolly had raised the other day the point that we could probably get Gene McCarthy to endorse the president publicly if we could give him a seat on the PBL board or the FCC. I discovered that we have the Nick Johnson seat coming up on the FCC in June of next year, and we can commit that to him and then try to accelerate it. He feels very strongly, though, we should be running on the attack on Ramsey Clark, the $1,000 pot and amnesty, and all of that kind of thing. I covered this in the political meeting with our group. No new developments there. President visited 1701 this afternoon on a surprise basis. Went very well. He did the volunteer headquarters at 7:30 and all of the floors of offices at 1701. He got into a discussion of post-election points. He wants to be sure that Edward Bennett Williams and all the other lawyers of that sort in Washington, Democrats who haven't joined us, such as the airline lawyer that Flanagan sees all the time and so on, that we should make a list of all these people, the lobbyists and lawyers, and after the election, cut them out forever, cut Williams completely on the Redskins and everything else, and then build up our own lawyers in this kind of area. I suggested that this is the ideal job for Colson after the election. The president basically agreed. Also wants to get individual reporters and the bad publishers and establish a blacklist there and move on it. He wants a study made by Buchanan and Allen on the 20 most vicious, influential D.C. reporters and television people, and then make a list of each of them of the things they would like to forget they said, especially their predictions regarding Nixon and McGovern. For instance, Kraft's point that Nixon's support is wide and thin and so on. He has in mind Kraft and Reston and that kind of people. He met with Stans this afternoon to try and cheer him up since there was concern that he was depressed. On the basis of that, he decided to include some more RNC people at the cabinet breakfast on Tuesday morning. Also agreed that he'd see Hugh Sloan, and agreed to do an audio tape for the Home Builders Convention and then let them use it for the dinners, although I had turned down his doing any tape for the Home Builders. End of September 8th.